only my immediate family knows. It would be a huge surprise if people were to find out that this was what I was up to right now, because right now they just think I'm unemployed. No VTuber is a woman. It's all men with voice changers. I knew it. She's been scamming everybody this whole time. Wow, how do I begin?
I tried to give you a very gentle segue, and I realized that the whole...
Talk about how you can't go outside. No.
I'm so sorry. Hi everyone, my name is Damien Haas. You may know me from the YouTube channel Smosh. I'm also a voice actor and Twitch streamer, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Iron Mouse as we address some of your assumptions.
Hi.
Hi Iron Mouse, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It is an absolute honor to be speaking with you today.
Okay.
I got to go down like a total deep dive rabbit hole learning all about you, and it was just like, I immediately just got super excited for the following day, so thanks for being here.
You got excited? You didn't get like a horrible sense of dread?
I mean, no more than usual, you know.
So how does it feel to research an anime woman on the internet?
You know, there's a reason they asked me to do this interview today and not any of my other castmates. You may not believe this, but I'm something of a weeb.
Oh no, not a weeb. The worst affliction.
Well, Iron Mouse, this is so great. Are you ready to answer some assumptions that some folks out there have had about you?
Yes, I am ready and also very terrified.
Don't worry, I'm your backup. You're safe. And we will ride into Mordor together.
Oh, Mordor. I can't wait.
So our first assumption, your voice is either fake or a cover-up.
Sorry, I lost tracking because I was laughing so hard.
That's a new insult. I love that.
I feel like so many people come into my chat, and when I see like comments like on stuff, that is the first thing people say to like try to like insult me, I guess, or try to like make me feel bad. And I'm just like, bruh, one, this is my voice. Unfortunately, would I not want to sound like a sultry, hot Latina woman? Yes, I would love to sound like a super sultry Latina woman. You know what I mean? I want to be the most women that's ever women. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, I sound like this. Let's put the voice changer shit to rest. If I was using a voice changer, I would sound like shit right now. There's no voice changer in the world that will ever make you sound good. It will always make you sound like garbage. You will always sound like a garbled robotic mess. There is no way. And I feel like people just don't get it, but it's just like that's the reality. Because I've heard voice changers and I know what they sound like, and I've played around with them before, and I know that it sounds like ass.
Can confirm, it sounds like or as ass. Sometimes I'll use one as like a joke. If there's like a little character that pops up, I'll just like turn a gain really high up on my like little stream interface there. But every time it's like, it's nobody's fooled being like, oh my gosh, how did Damien change his register like that? It's very clearly computerized and all digitized, and there's all these artifact sounds in there. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Being a VTuber is lonely.
I feel like yes and no, but I feel like that's like every streaming or content creation job, because you're just basically like married to your job and you just want to work all day and work on stuff and you don't really have time to like hang out with people. But also no, because I feel like I've never had more friends in my whole entire life. Wow, that's
so
very
lovely.
Sad.
No, it's a very sweet thing.
And I'm like, damn, that's pathetic.
But it's not. I think that's great. Like, working hard and getting friends in the process is kind of a wonderful thing. I don't know what else someone could ask for. Do you feel like it's hard to turn off from the sort of work mindset when you are like sort of always in the space to be working?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to turn off. I'm always thinking about things and I'm always worrying about things. I can't turn myself off from the internet. I'm chronically online. What can I say?
I can relate to that very well. I like 10 p.m. hits, but just because I'm like near a computer and near like streaming things and microphones, I'm like, well, I could also do this. So how do you keep a routine? Or do you?
Routine?
Okay.
That's so funny. What is that?
I don't know. I was asking for myself.
What? My days are just chaos every day. It's like if I do something, I do it. And most of the time I do it. But it's like just barrel on into the next thing. And I have my amazing manager/bestie in my ear saying, hey, you have to do this. And I'm like,
Do you find it harder to think about growing as a creator when it comes to collaboration? Or have you sort of found a way to make that work for yourself?
I started streaming because I wanted to make friends, because I wanted to have people to talk to. And I just figured, hey, I'm going to start streaming and maybe I'll have like 5 to 10 people hanging out. And then all of a sudden, all of this started happening. And I'm like, oh, well, whoops. But now I have a lot of like friends that are like content creators and stuff. And it's like, I just want to be friends with as many people as possible. So I am a pretty extroverted person. So I usually just message people and be like, hey, want to chat? Want to do this? Want to do that? But also sometimes I'm also really scared.
I think that's flipping great though. Like you talking about that was your goal in the first place. And now you have the most friends you've ever had in your life. Like
it's true.
There's no part of that that's sad to me.
You're so nice.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
Nice. What the heck?
You mentioned specifically reaching out to people to sort of begin the friendship process or, you know, asking if people want to talk. Do you find that you have to do that a little bit more specifically because you have difficulty going out and about to do so?
Wow. How do I begin?
I tried to give you a very gentle segue and I realized that's a whole...
Talk about how you can't go outside. No.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I like to make jokes. I poke fun at myself all the time.
Cool.
I can't touch grass like most other people. I have a condition called CVID. It's called Common Variable Immune Deficiency Disease, which causes me not to have antibodies to fight infection. And I can't be around people because I get sick a lot, like extremely a lot. And so I have had to be isolated a lot. You know, that's caused me to be a bit of an introvert. But with the power of the internet, I can... I can talk to people and I like hanging out with my friends online and, you know, streaming and doing all this VTubing stuff gives me a great excuse to play games with friends and make tons of friends online. So I'm happy about that. It's really fun to get to connect with people this other way since I can't do it the other way.
So Iron Mouse, another assumption people have is that you are going to do a face reveal soon.
Oh my God. I feel like people are going to come after me because I've been very adamant saying that I'm never going to do one. And I'm never going to do one. But I don't know. I have a friend. His name is CDogVA. Every time he kind of like pokes at me and says, oh, you know, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about that? You know, I think it would be really cool if you did this and if you did that. And, you know, by this and that, I mean face reveal. And I'm just like, I've always been kind of like an old-fashioned type gal when it comes to like VTubing, where it's just like, I don't want to show my face. I just want to be Iron Mouse for the rest of my life. And I don't want to be perceived, you know?
I do know indeed.
Sometimes you just don't want to be perceived and that's fine, you know? I mean, if given the choice to be a faceless creator, would you take it? Like, come on now. You don't have to be on camera all the time. You could just hang out and just, you know, be yourself as like a gremlin. Who wouldn't want to be a gremlin, you know?
I mean, you did pitch it in the perfect way just now. I do want to be a gremlin, so
thank you. You know what? Maybe I can make you a gremlin.
Cut all this. There we go.
Have you ever thought about becoming a VTuber?
You know what? I did think about it once simply because I don't always want to have, like, a background in shots.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. I'm curious if you could be anything. You can be anything. Like, I've literally seen it all. I've seen a gun VTuber, but I've seen tons of things, you know. There's cat girls, there's dog boys, there's so many things. I'm a demon. My character is literally Satan. If you could be anything in the world, what VTuber would you be? Like, what would you pick?
I feel like I'm in an interesting position here because most of what I get to voice is like anime protagonist boy with a sword. And so
I'm a shonen protagonist. Oh.
100%. And like, that's what I would have wanted to be, but I already get to be that when voice acting. So I would kind of want to go like polar opposite. I think I would want to be like, not a gremlin, but just like a goofy little character, like something that's not traditionally like cool or attractive. Like I just said, like Grendo, the little goblin guy, like a weird little like puddle of person that just has like a goofy little face, like one derpy eye and like a smile that's like on the wrong side and somehow making that work with a 3D model attached to me.
You just want to be a little guy.
I just want to be like a little guy.
You just want to be a little guy. There's a little guy inside of you and he wants to come out and we can make that happen.
Inside of us, there's two wolves and a little guy. And actually, he's doing just fine. So... Selfishly, I want to keep talking about this part, but I feel like I have to, I mean, this is your moment to shine. Regarding the face reveal stuff, is there anyone in your personal life who is aware, you know, that you are Iron Mouse? They know the IRL and the VTuber.
Only my immediate family knows. My extended family does not know. It would be a huge surprise if people were to find out that this was what I was up to right now. Because right now, they just think I'm unemployed.
You're like a Hannah Montana kind of situation.
I am Hannah Montana, and I'm living my best life.
Best of both worlds, both wolves.
I got the best of both worlds, and I'm Hannah Montana.
So there is a ton of crossover, clearly, with the skills of voice acting and VTubing. I have a lot of voice actor friends who are VTubers. Have you ever thought about voice acting?
I've done a little bit. I'm in Grand Blue, the Grand
Blue
game. Yeah, I play like this little steel, like a bear trap, and it's so cute. Its name is her name is Dormouse, and she's so cute. And I'm just like, oh my god, I love it. And I had so much fun recording. And I was just like, man, I could see myself doing more of this. I think that's pretty fun. I would love to if anybody would ever, please, if anybody wants to hire me, please, I'm open. I'm open for more jobs, please.
And this is where we stare at the camera for 3 extended seconds to incept the idea.
Yes, please.
No, that's great. Do you feel like, I mean, obviously with the VTuber of Iron Mouse specifically and playing in Grand Blue, that sort of lends itself to more of the JRPG anime vibe. Is there something else that you could see yourself doing that might surprise people or something outside of that genre?
I'm down for anything.
Heck,
I love trying anything. I'm an adventurous Latina.
Incredible. Hear that? Downy soft commercials? Get on it.
Yes, exactly. Commercials, horror movies. Get me in there.
Just Foley in the background. You do all the noises for
Yeah,
like,
I want to do like those scary monster noises.
And there's a whole career there. It's who's the voice actor that's Freddy Fazbear? Kellan Joff? Yeah, I mean, that's monster stuff is his bread and butter, so
oh, shit,
why not?
Freddy Fazbear. I could be the next Freddy.
Yeah, hear that, Kellan? Iron Mouse is coming for you. Another assumption we have here is that people are always trying to dox you or figure everything out.
So I've developed like this fear of people like recognizing my voice now. Mm-hmm. So when I talk on the phone now, I kind of like try to like talk a little. I try to talk a little deeper, like I try to do whatever. But then I called the customer service, and the customer service person, they said something that made me laugh, and I have a very recognizable laugh, and I just like laughed like I normally laugh. And a lot of people tell me that I laugh, that I sound like I laugh backwards, and two, that my laugh sounds like Pac-Man dying. So I'm like, okay.
Those are two super specific sounds to like
They're
in a laugh
They're very specific. And I'm very conscious of the fact that my laugh is messed up. I'm trying to fix it, but I can't fix it.
The friend thing you said before I thought was awesome. That to me is a little sad. Like, that's your natural laugh. Like, you shouldn't have to temper that. That's awesome. Sorry. I hope that's appropriate to say. That's an awesome laugh, and I like that a lot. And now both of those descriptors that you gave, they do make sense, but I also think that's a good thing.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
It's okay.
I don't have a cute laugh. Like, I feel like all these VTubers, it's so funny because people are like, oh, she's doing the damn ooh-ooh voice. She's doing that stupid ooh-ooh voice. And I'm like, one, I'm not doing the ooh voice. I'm doing normal me voice. But then I do this dumbass laugh. It's like, it's not a cute laugh. It's a stupid, dumb laugh. Anyway, back to doxing. So people get curious. They get curious and they want to know. Like, they just want to know more about me. And I understand. I get it. Because who wouldn't want to know more about people that they've never seen them? So, of course, people are like, oh, I want to know who this person is, you know? I feel like people are entitled to their privacy, so don't do it.
Yeah, it's also like, to what end? You know, what's the point of doxing somebody?
You know, I just want to be Iron Mouse and just have a good time as Iron Mouse, you know?
Do you feel like that, like, adds a damper to streaming sometimes? Like, you always have to be of a mindset where you're not saying the wrong thing?
Yeah, it sucks because, like, I wish I could be more open about things, but I can't because if I start, like, people will start trying to, like, search and like figure things out or like find out where I find out where I live or find out like other things or, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I can't because it's, you know, I care about myself and I care about my family and our safety and stuff like that. So sometimes people just make up the weirdest shit. Like I think this past week, it was a streamer awards and I won best VTuber and I
congratulations.
Thank you. And I performed at the streamer awards and someone like not even like an hour after like I performed, somebody like made a tweet saying, oh, hackers have found Iron Mouse's information. It turns out she's an Indian man. And I'm just like, what?
Were you surprised by the news that you were, in fact, an Indian man?
I was surprised. I didn't know that I was an Indian man, but apparently I am. And, you know, I was just, I think I was more like, not shocked, but it made me laugh at all the people that actually believed that that was true.
Were there people in there that were like not only receiving that information, but being like, I knew it. I called it. Actually,
I knew it. I knew she was a man. I knew it. No VTuber is a woman. It's all men with voice changers. I knew it. She's been scamming everybody this whole time.
That is a perfect lead into another assumption we have that you are secretly a man catfishing your viewers. Where do you think that assumption comes from?
It's so funny because it stems from this one clip and it's an ancient clip. It's like the oldest clip. I think it has to be like 8 or 9 years old by now. It is not a recent clip, but it's a clip of a guy and he's VTubing as this like cat girl. And all of a sudden his camera shows and it shows that it's a man. And that clip is so misleading because his fans already knew that he was a man. He wasn't deceiving anybody. That clip is from someone who is they are known to have a female avatar, but his whole fan base knows that he is a man. So it was not a gotcha. It was not a, oh my God, he was scamming them. No, they already knew, bro. They already knew and they didn't care.
That's the thing that's confusing to me is that people care. Like, what if it does turn out that someone IRL is a gender different than what they present online? When people talk about being tricked or like, oh, they scammed us. Like, what is the scam? What is the product? What did they not get? Like, it's an entertainer entertaining.
Yeah, I feel like their true fans like won't give a shit. Like, they won't care. And I feel like somehow a lot of VTubers that I know, They're pretty open about who they are. And even if they are playing a character, they specifically say, hey, I am playing a character. This is not me. You know what I mean? But there's so many different types of VTubing. And I feel like, are you being entertained by this person? There is no scamming going on. You're having a great time and you're being entertained. People should be entitled to their privacy if they so choose to have privacy, you know? Because it's like another layer of me doing the VTubing thing, you know, is also because I do have a medical condition. And unfortunately, that requires me to have like medical devices like on me. And I just don't have the confidence. I didn't want that to become a focus of my stream. I didn't want people to stare at me. I didn't want people to be like, hey, what is that? Every 5 seconds. You know what I mean? I just wanted to be Iron Mouse. And if I choose to talk about my illness and if I choose to talk about my condition, that's my choice on my own time. I just didn't want it to be a focus of my life. And I just think, you know, if people just want to be a character, let them be a fucking character. Let them be a character, damn it.
So I have here Iron Mouse. And this doesn't, I don't fully understand this yet. There's an assumption that Iron Mouse is Chris Broad. Do you want to touch on that?
Oh my God, that's such an old meme.
In my defense, I didn't know what it meant, so.
It's a very old meme that I am Chris Broad, the affable man from abroad in Japan. Maybe I am him. Maybe I'm just a tiny woman that's piloting a big giant mech of a British man. Who knows? But I am not him. Have you ever seen us in the same room, though?
See, that's a good point. No, I haven't.
Surprise, everyone. It was true. I am a man.
We have our next assumption here. Watching VTubers contributes to brain rot.
I feel like watching anything on streaming, anything in the world can contribute to brain rot. Let's just be honest.
Fair. Yeah.
Like TV, radio. Does radio still exist?
Radio does still exist, and I think it's ruining our teens. It's poisoning their brains, that radio.
It is. It's poisoning. Yeah. Oh, that horrible, horrible radio. The horrible, horrible television. The horrible internets, you know? And all of that stuff is bad. VTubers are bad. TikTok is bad, you know? all that stuff.
Everything that they say is brain rot has low-key changed my life for the better. Like when people are like, the TikTok algorithm is dangerous. I'm like, great, it showed me some really cool stuff and I didn't even know I wanted a new hobby and then it made me want that. So
brain rot has become like this big, huge buzzword where it's just like everybody says everything is brain rot. It's like, okay.
We're also acting like rot is always bad. Ain't you never heard of yogurt? Ain't you never heard of cheese or wine?
Yeah.
Sometimes things need to get a little bit rotten, and that makes it better.
It's true. Maybe I do want to have a mushy brain. You don't know that. You don't know what I want for my life.
There was a time when you had the highest sub count on Twitch at all, VTuber or FleshTuber.
That's true. Woman, Vine Boom.
Boom, boom.
Puerto Rican, Latina, pow, Vine Boom. VTuber, pow, Vine Boom. You know?
Yeah.
It was a lot of firsts. I did not expect for that to happen in my life. It was the craziest moment of my life. My community, they were amazing. I would be nothing without my community. So that's a huge shout out to my community. I love you guys. And you guys are amazing, and thank you very, very much. It was a big, big surprise, and it was just one of the craziest moments of my life. I couldn't believe that we did it, and we did it to, for a good cause, to raise money for the Immune Deficiency Foundation, so.
Next assumption is that you're going to try to beat Kai Cenat's new Twitch sub record of 728,000 subs.
Oh, my God. Listen, Kai is an amazing entertainer, amazing streamer, astronomical, on a whole nother level. And he's a really great guy, very, very kind, very nice. There is no way. There's no way, bro. Let's just be honest. But honestly, like, that's not even like in my brain. Because to me, like, when I do my subathon, I do my subathons for me and my community to have a great time. But I also do it to raise money for the Immune Deficiency Foundation. The first one, the first time I had my subathon, I just wanted to do it just to prove that I could do it. Because when I first started streaming, I started streaming just only like 1 to 2 hours because I was still too sick to do much of anything. My health has improved like considerably since then. It's been 7 years. Next year is going to be 8 years of me streaming. And
wow.
I've had a very long health journey. A lot of progress has been made in that department. So I've gone from streaming 1 to 2 hours to like streaming like 12, 13 hours.
Wow,
so
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So when I did my first subathon, I was like, oh, I just want to. It was always like a dream of mine to just do like a marathon stream because I just really want to
sure.
do it. I saw people do it and I was like, oh, man, that looks like so much fun. I really want to do one. And I didn't think it would last a month, but it did. And I had the
Incredible.
Best time of my life. And when I did it, I also saw, oh my God, you know, if I ever do another one, I'm not going to do it just for myself. I'm going to do it to help raise money for the IDF, for the Immune Deficiency Foundation. And I did. My second one, I raised money for the Immune Deficiency Foundation. And then my third one, I did as well. And that's basically what I want to do it for. The only thing I want to beat is my previous score, basically. Every time I do one, I just want to, you know, raise even more money than I did last time. So that's really it for me. I'm not like thinking about, oh, I want to, you know what I mean?
I love that. And speaking of that, you just sort of touched on this. Another assumption is that your health is improving.
Yes, it's true. It is true. Yay!
That's wonderful. Hooray.
Hooray. My health has been improving. I mean, I'm always going to have a CVID. It's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And I always have to take care of myself and I have to be on my meds and stuff like that. But I've done a considerable amount of progress and, I could do things that I was not able to do before. And it's just been an incredible, insane ride. Something that I just never expected because I'm just going to be honest with you. I thought I was going to be sick and rotten to bed or like, you know, something. I don't know. There were a lot of horrible possibilities, but thankfully so many things improved for me. And, it turns out that being able to afford good healthcare is great for you, you know? So,
yeah.
It helped out a lot and I've been taking my meds on time and on schedule and doing all this stuff and working on myself and, things have improved and I'm really happy. I'm really happy about that.
Well, major congrats on that.
Thank
like, that's
you.
So huge. And, you know, I'm glad you got better access to healthcare. And all it took was you being at one point the top subbed streamer of all time. But
all
hey,
it took was money.
All it took was money. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought?
Another assumption is that you are satanic.
I mean, well, that is my character, Satan, mm-hmm. but I spell it S-A-Y-T-O-N, so it's not as sure. scary. It's not as sure. scary, and people don't get so nervous about it, because I've seen some people get, like, kind of, sometimes I worry that it'll, like, throw people off, but I just think it's funny. So when I first started, I was just, like, a demon, and mm-hmm. I didn't really, like, say, oh, I'm Satan. I just said that I'm a demon, and I came to Earth, and blah, blah, blah. But slowly, like, my community, we had this joke that I was Satan, and it just kind of became that, and then... I joined Vishojo, and that was my lore, that I was Satan, and I was trapped in a Pandora's box type thing, and I was rescued by my butler, and, you know, I decided to leave hell because I was bored of being there, and I decided to come to Earth and stream and have fun as an anime girl on Earth, and that's basically my lore, but I am not satanic. My parents are Catholic, and, you know, I think, I don't know, I've always been fascinated with the whole, like, angels and demons thing. I think sure. it's the Catholic in me that sure. has always been into all that crazy stuff. I love, like, angel lore and demon lore. I just like all that stuff. I think it's interesting, and I think it's fascinating. So why not?
Your energy is absolutely wonderful. Like, talking to you face-to-face like this is just a delight. But one of the assumptions that we've got here is that you must be, quote-unquote, on something to have all of that energy.
I'm not. I'm always like this all the time. Everyone that you've ever, that anybody that I've ever spoken to, you can ask them that this is me on and off stream. I mean, I am on something. I am on meds, but it's not, it has nothing to do with any of this going on. It's funny because I've had a lot of people be like, oh my God, you're just so full of energy all the time. It's just like, not to be a downer, but I've been through a lot in my life, and I've been through some really tough times, really dark times, and I got out of them, and now I'm here, and I'm just happy to be here. And I just want everybody to know that I'm happy to be here, and how can I not be happy if I'm here? You know what I mean?
Out of curiosity, you know, I've heard some clips of you singing, and they're just wonderful. But we do have an assumption here that you can't really sing and are a fake musician.
Listen, I know that. I know people think that. I've seen comments. It's so funny that I've seen comments of people saying that, and I'm just like, okay, well, that's your opinion. I am a classically trained opera singer. That is what I went to school for, and then wow. I dropped out. So it didn't work out for me, but I'm just happy that I could sing now as a VTuber. I'm doing everything that I wanted to do, just in a different way. And yeah. Yes, I know. I do know that people say those things. They think that it's a voice changer. It's not me, or it's fake, or you know, the occasional person that says that I sound bad. And I'm just like, that is your opinion, and your ears yeah. are broken.
That's your opinion, and you're wrong, but enjoy your wrong opinion. Yeah.
It's not my fault you have bad taste.
Yeah,
I was
and you're
the
free
one.
To have as dumb as an opinion as you want, so that's great.
You know, I'm very critical of myself, so I'm very hard on myself when it comes to singing, so I'm the first person to tell myself that I suck, so that I should hide in a hole for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? It's been, oh man, the journey of my singing has been so, because there was a point where, like, I couldn't sing. Mm. I actually lost my voice for, like, a year at one point.
Wow.
And I couldn't speak. I couldn't sing. And in my mind, I was like, I'm never going to sing again. I'm never going to talk again. That's it. That's the end. And then somehow my voice came back. And, you know, I didn't have the confidence to sing. And it wasn't until I started streaming that one day I was on stream. And I was like kind of joking singing. And somebody was like, oh, do you sing? Can you do karaoke? And I'm like, I was so scared to sing on stream. I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I should. And I did. And it was the craziest feeling in the world. Like, I started crying because I'm a loser. I started crying because I'm a dummy. And I was like, whoa, I can't believe this. I just sang on stream. And I was like so shocked and I was so scared. My heart was like about to jump out of my throat. And then I just started singing all the time on stream. And now it's like, I just sing whenever I want. And it's been insane because it's like I'm just basically doing everything that I've always wanted to do. And I just never thought that I'd ever have the opportunity or the second chance to ever do it. So I'm not going to waste it. I'm not going to waste it.
So Iron Mouse, the idea of haters. Oh, those haters.
Oh, boy.
And specifically the Twitter post about someone destroying their TV at you because of you. Do you want to touch on that at all?
Oh, my God. I can't stop thinking about that post. I can't stop thinking about it. I think about it every day. Like, it's just one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like, someone was upset that I was performing at the Streamer Awards, and they threw their remote control to their TV, and they broke it. And it was just the funniest thing. It's just so crazy to me that I would elicit that sort of response from anyone. Because I just can't fathom anybody getting that upset over, like, a person, like, performing. And also, I feel really bad for their TV.
Yeah, I do feel bad for their TV and not for them. Like, that's...
I feel bad for them, too. And their TV.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just like, man, what are you going through, bro? But that was pretty interesting. You know, I've gotten quite a bit of hate over the past few months for a while. For a long time now. It is what it is. A lot of people were like, well, you know what you were signing up for when you became a content creator. You knew this was going to happen. It's like, well, I don't think people sign up for this sort of stuff. I think they sign up for the positive stuff, not for the negative things. But
yeah.
I understand that it's happening. And I just hope that people calm down and aren't so mean. But, you know, it is what it is.
Some people think that being a VTuber has become too expensive.
Oh, man. I feel like... Yes and no. You can be a VTuber and it's not that expensive. Like, you can use free models and stuff, but if you want it to become, like, if you want to make it more like your career and not a hobby, then it requires funding. It requires money. Like any career, like anything with, like, content creation, you know, you need to invest in yourself. You know, you need a camera, you need all this equipment. Mm-hmm. So it's like VTubing, you need the equipment for VTubing. And it can be kind of expensive. I'm not going to lie. I've seen some people's, I've seen some prices that are like, whoa, crazy. But at the end of the day, you need to think about people that make your model. They are artists and they're mm-hmm. investing a lot of their time into creating art for you. And it's a lot. It takes a lot of their time and they got to eat and they got to pay their bills. So, you know, you got to support your artists and that's very important. There are ways to get around that. There are ways to VTube without having to go too crazy. I feel like a lot of people feel like, I'm not going to get noticed. I'm not going to do well unless I have a very expensive, super crazy model that does amazing things. No one's going to give me a second look. And I can say, yeah, people will be interested in a beautiful model, but not for long. Because if you're not entertaining, they ain't going to watch. So it's like, you need to just be yourself or don't. If you don't want to be yourself, that's fine. You can be a character. Be whatever you want to be and just do it. Just entertain, create content, be a VTuber, and then worry about the outside looks later.
Do you have any assumptions about me?
About you?
Even though we've just met.
I'm trying to create assumptions in my head, but I can't seem to create any because I feel like I don't know you, but I've gotten to know you fairly well. You like spooky stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you have two cats.
That's basically it.
You want to be a goblin.
I want to be, some kind of
a little gremlin.
Little gremlin man, yeah.
Just want to be a little guy, you know.
Yeah.
You're an introvert. My assumption is you were very interested in VTubing, but you were really scared and you didn't want to ask anybody because you didn't want to bother anybody. But now I'm telling you that I'm going to turn you into one and you're like, oh my God, I'm scared, but I'm excited.
It's like you're reading a book and that book is called My Brain by Me. Because you nailed it. And that's a very exciting prospect, and I would love to chat more about that. But
yes.
This has been such a wonderful conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time, diving down the rabbit hole of just researching to have like a baseline for this conversation. I immediately became sort of fascinated by your story and was so excited to chat with you, and you certainly did not disappoint. So thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
I was
so nervous when I first started, and now my tummy feels nothing.
All the butterflies have gone to sleep because of the two wolves.
Yes.
And we're full circle.
Two wolves inside of us.
Bye.
I've used a voice changer to make my voice deeper, and it sounds so bad. It sounds so bad. It sounds so bad. And I'm just like, man, this sounds ass. So bad.
You know, people try like helium balloons. There's the one that's the opposite where I think it's like...
I would try it in a heartbeat.
Hectoctane that like really lowers it down. So I'd be curious how that like sounds with you.
I would. I would try it in a heartbeat. Someone get me some of that right now.
We need some deep, deep gas for Iron Mouse on this day.
I need deep gas, please.
And some deep gas. Okay, Downy Soft and deep gas and big deep gas, hit us up.